Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media at OTAs in Owings Mills.
And that chemistry and relationship with Lamar from, like, your rookie season to now?
I say from the beginning, we kind of, our play style is kind of like aligned because he's a mobile quarterback. He can really do everything. So I like to run around. I like to get open. So it kind of matches the game. I run around, he run around, get open. So it kind of always aligned from the beginning.
How much do you feel like you two are gaining by being out here volunteering to practice?
It's a new system. So it's always a win, always coming out here, learning the new players that Coach Deck giving us. So it's like the more we do it and the more we get in tune with each other, the more plays we're going to be able to make. And that go for everybody.
So it's early, but how would you describe Decker's office and how quickly you guys are learning and how difficult it is to learn?
It's explosive. Like he said, it's explosive. It's going to be fun. And he's throwing a lot of stuff, but that's how we're going to learn it, and I feel like that's the best way for us to learn it, to get out there and do it and let them just throw it at us, and we go out there and put it on the field.
Do you feel like you already have a pretty good grip on what it's going to look like when you get to game time, or is it still early to say that?
No, I got a pretty good grip on what it's going to look like. It's just really ironing out the details and really learning everything. It's like learning a new language. Jacoby got that. He got that Jack. Well, I call him Jack. Y'all call him Jacoby. He got that dog mentality. Like he want to play. He want to go get the ball. He want to do everything. He want to learn. And same thing as E. He want to learn. He want to play. They came in ready to do their job. So it's great to see. And I'm a lead them by example. And we all gonna go. That's it's kind of weird because I'm like the oldest one in there, and I ain't that old though. But it's just teaching me how to lead. It's teaching me how to lead guys that's younger than me, and take what the vets gave me from my years before and give it to them.
I know it's only OTAs, but what's your impression of how practices or just the energy here feels different, Jesse?
It's exciting, bro. Everybody want to come out and put. They got a new opportunity, so everybody want to come out and put good stuff on film and get ready for camp. Yeah, you bring me Sour Patch Kids, you can have whatever. You good. Yeah, he brought me some Sour Patch Kids and wrote me a little letter on the back. His name was Zay, too. And, yeah, I just gave him my cleats. They were my good luck cleats, too, so I'm like, you can have them. Yeah, I think the fans are just as excited as us. So anytime I get out in the community and do stuff, I'm going to always take the opportunity, whether for kids or events. It don't matter what it is. But the fans, every time somebody see me, they're like, yo, how the head coach, how the offensive coordinator. And it's nothing but good things. And everybody excited, like the whole city excited.
Is there a defining trait of Declan that you notice real quick from being around him, something that kind of stands out?
He got the same mentality as us. Like, he ain't playing, but he a dog, though. He, like, you can just get that vibe from him. He's just he ready to go. He ready to dial it up. He want the offense to be the best offense in the league, and that's how he coach it.
Zay, we've heard Jesse Mena talk about being at your best when your best is needed. You guys have the drill that you've done at the end of practice. Is that something that you felt like you guys needed to kind of make a focal point going into this season?
Right now it's just something to do competitive. You always got to have something competitive going on, and I feel like Coach, he do it in a good way. We can't really, do one-on-ones and do competitive drills right now. So he brought it out in a different way, and you can see all the competitors that come out to compete.
Zay, what was your reaction, with the team exercising your option, and are you hopeful to be here a long time in the next
season? Yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I'm on the field. I'm with my teammates. I'm learning my coaches and learning the new playbook, so – I've been excited to be here. It's been good for me.
So it's sort of a side question, but Odell signed.
out of the Giants yesterday.
Yeah, that's fire.
Game for a little bit. Are you excited to see an old teammate of yours back in football?
Yeah, but he's been working. He's been on the field. I keep in contact with him here and there. And he's been on the field. We got the same trainers. So I'm excited to see him back in Big Blue and see what he's ready to do.
Are you happy that Myles Garrett's out of the AFC?
Yeah, everybody is. I think everybody in Baltimore should be happy.
During the draft, Eric Connell did mention that he expects to get a contract extension done with you. When you hear that from the guy that's in charge of making those decisions, how does that make you feel?
I mean, it's a great feeling because I want to be here. I love to finish my career here and just be here the rest of my career. So that's exciting, but you know, I let my representation deal with that. So really leave it up to them.
Zay, what do you think is the next evolution in your game? What is kind of the next thing you're trying to feature for
Everything. Showing my mother I could do everything. Open up every aspect of my game and just put it on the field. Yeah, he's a great coach. He teaches the playbook well. He makes sure we all excited. He do the drills with us. Right now he down right now. He pulled a hammy. But he do the drills with us. He just have everybody checked in, everybody ready to go. It's like everybody excited. All the coaches, all like P, he's the assistant receiver coach, and he just make us lock in easier. It's like it's fun to have him out there with us.
I know you guys are all dogs and you all want to win these one-on-ones against the defense, but is there kind of an understanding that maybe mandatory minicamp, maybe early in training camp, there will be some kind of rough patches for the offense as you get up to speed?
Yeah, everybody knows you're going to have – the only way to learn the plays is messing up a few times and then going back and then doing it the correct way. So we're not too uptight about messing up the play here and there, but we would love to get it right. So if you're a competitor, you're gonna hate getting it wrong.
So we heard Anthony Weaver call Declan Doyle a human computer. Said he's got like
a he's a genius.
Like what's been your experience working with Declan and sensing that?
I don't know. He got stuff that I've never seen, and like plays and routes and like stuff to help you get open. And he teach you in a certain way where you remember the plays, where it's not too much stress on you, but he give you a lot. And he talked fast too, so it's like I'm like, hey, coach, chill. But he's a genius though. He like, I love it. We've been loving it so far.
Is it interesting to see him be so 29 years old? I mean, it's so rare to have a coordinator that young. As a young guy yourself, do you like easier to relate to him?
Yeah, it's easier to relate to him because we could just talk. We could talk like we friends. And what he expect of me and what he expect of us. So it's easier to communicate in that way instead of having somebody just demanding something, he gonna let you know what he expected of you.
Did he give you any crap for you calling him Declan?
Yeah, he put the whole thing up into me, and he was like, don't do this. Don't ever do this. And I wasn't even there. It was like, as soon as I walked in late, everybody was like, yo, he had you on the big board. I'm like, what happened? He was like, you called him Declan. It's Declan. So I had to make sure this time I get it right, Coach Deck.
All right, we'll end it with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you.